This once again is another giant step backwards on the path to democratic consolidation in the region. You know, now we have all three Central Sahelian countries, which are under terrorist attack, all also having overthrown their democratically elected leaders in the country, and ECOWAS is determined not to make this coup succeed. We insist at ECOWAS that Bazoum remains the legitimate and legal president, and he must be reinstated as soon as possible. And the heads of state of the region will hold an extraordinary summit, an emergency summit on the situation over the weekend to determine what measures to take to ensure the reinstatement of the democratically elected president.
You said that ECOWAS insists that President Bazoum is the president of Niger. There's a military situation there. How do you carry out your insistence?
Yes, we've got tools that, you know, can be used. This is a new administration at ECOWAS. We've already had about three coups in the past 3 years or so in the country, and we don't want a fourth one. We are going to use all the tools at our disposal to make sure that this happens. And I tell you, nothing is off the table. So we are going to go incrementally. I don't think it is wise for me to tell you exactly what we are going to do, but we will do everything we can to make sure that the military return to barracks.
As you mentioned, we have Guinea, we have Mali, Burkina Faso. Now we are talking about a military situation in Niger. What does it seem to be, as you mentioned, the Sahelian countries or the French-speaking countries that this is happening to?
Yes, it's a combination of many factors. The Sahel region itself is confronted with so many elements of fragility. That is where we have the concentration of the terrorist attacks, added to the impact of climate on livelihoods. That has also raised a lot of tension among communities in that region. Number three, you have terrorism, which is there, and then, of course, bad governance. Governance is also a major, major issue when you are talking about the Sahelian region. So if you look at the breakdown of the social contract between the people and their government, that is number one. And then with added pressures that are brought to bear by terrorism, which have become a threat multiplier, extreme threat multiplier in the region, you then see that all the ingredients are there for instability. But that does not give the military the license to overthrow democratically elected government. Because in the first place, the military's first duty is to fight these terrorists and not to remove government. So if terrorism is spreading in the region, the military should take a lion's share of the blame.
It's always very good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.